Former First Lady Nana Akonedo Ajiman Rawlings has launched a foundation in Accra to assist children with cerebral palsy, a neurological disorder caused by brain malformation. Break the Chain Foundation aims at mobilizing resources to provide emotional and financial support to affected persons. Nana Akonedo Ajiman Rawlings, in her address, said it is high time perceptions and cultural practices that isolate children with special needs are changed to enable such children live meaningful lives. Cynthia Boateng reports.
Cerebral palsy affects muscles and person's ability to control them. An individual with cerebral palsy is likely to show signs of physical impairment. However, the extent of impairment varies from one individual to another. It can affect the arms, legs, and even the face. In Ghana, children born with such medical condition are discriminated against and in some cases killed. The former First Lady Nana Akonedo Ajiman Rawlings attributed the lack of acceptance of children with intellectual disability to ignorance and bad cultural practices.
A lack of awareness, limited access to resources, cultural stigmatization and discrimination, inadequate health care here in Ghana. Poverty are some of the factors that actually exclude the majority of children with intellectual disability from even leading a normal life. How do we support the children with special needs when our cultural attitudes towards them are discriminatory? I believe that our first step to bringing normalcy into the lives of these children with disabilities and to their families as well is to change our language and change our mindset in the society. If indeed the root of our culture is housed in our local languages, then we can do away with the cultural stigma that work against children with special needs.
The founder of the Break the Chain Foundation, Ajua Kunedu, who shared her experience with her special son, said parents with special children are vulnerable and must be supported financially and emotionally.
I just want to plead to everyone who is listening to me, every human being in Ghana and outside Ghana, see these children or people with intellectual disability as human, and it's a medical condition, not a curse. Let us support the mothers or the parents, and men, don't run and leave the women when they have these children. It's not their fault. I call my son a blessed child because he's a blessed to me. And I plead with parents, don't hide their children because they have such situation. Bring them out. There's nothing like this, Yoruba.
The CEO of Salt and Light Ministries, Dr. Joyce Ayi, called for a national approach to educating children with special needs and integrate them into society.
We would like to see a definite policy and effort to make people with special needs integrated into our society. This is beyond social welfare. Because it is a medical condition, there has to be a special place at the Ghana Health Services. There should be a department. And each school should also have a special needs place. We need to train people at the teacher training level, at the university level, so that the whole society will be totally conscientized.
Break the Chain Foundation hopes to raise awareness nationwide and give every child with cerebral palsy an opportunity to live normal and meaningful lives.